Our story is about the great sages Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua was the elder among them. Rabbi Akiva was a disciple. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also a youngster. And Rabbi Gamliel was, it depends which Rabbi Gamliel this was, he was probably the young Nasi. And our story is about how they went to Rome for a visit, and they had to do something on behalf of the Jewish people in Israel, something political. And Rabbi Yeshua, who was a wise astronomer, a wise philosopher, he had a wise man in Rome who he'd often meet with and speak wisdom with. And Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, do you want us to visit the wise man of Rome, our friend? And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's evening and it's not a time that's fit for a visit. And as we learn these stories, this is a story that's quoted in Derech Eretz Rabba, we see indications of the etiquette and the politeness that our sages wanted us to have. Our sages said there are certain people that God hates. One of the people that God hates is someone who walks into a home without knocking. Says the Gemara, even into his own home. Your own wife, your own kids. Maybe they're doing something that they don't want you to walk in right now. Maybe they're doing something that they're going to be embarrassed if you walk in and you see them in that position. So Chazal said, there's common etiquette as to how a person is supposed to go into someone else's room, even into his own room. But it's my room, right? But you have a roommate. You have your wife. You have your roommates. So the Gemara says, God hates a person who walks in unannounced. Knock on the door. Maybe the guy's in a compromising situation. He's not going to be comfortable the way you walked in. So give him a second. The sages would make noise as they'd approach a house so that the person would know they were coming in, and then they would knock, and they'd even think what time is fair to the person to come and what time is unfair. There are halachos, even a sick person, the halacha says there are hours in the day where you're going to be imposing on him. Those aren't the hours you should be visiting him. There are hours, there's etiquette, there's politeness. So the next morning after prayer, Rabbi Yeshua asked him, Rabbi, do you want us to visit our wise man, the Roman, today, now? And Rabbi Gamliel says, yeah, now is the proper time. So they went to his house, and Rabbi Yeshua knocks on the door. So the wise man, this Roman, hears that someone knocked on his door and didn't just barge in, and he thinks to himself, ah, there's a wise man who came to visit me. Now, they're waiting, and Rabbi Yeshua knocks a second time. Now, the wise man, Roman went, washed his hands and face and feet, the way they would in honor of important guests, and he went and opened the door. When he went to open the door, he hears a third knock, and he sees the wise man of Israel. Rabbi Gamliel is standing, and to his right is Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to his left, and to his right was Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and to his left was Rabbi Akiva, who was still a youngster, he was still a disciple. Youngster, he was all 45 or 50 or 55. He was still young in his learning. So the Roman thinks, how do I greet them? What's the honorable way of greeting them? If I say, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Gamliel, so I'm shaming the other rabbis. Why am I greeting him and not them? If I say, Shalom Aleichem, all you wise men of Israel, so then I'm forgetting that Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi. He is the most important among them. So he looked and he noticed that there was an order. Rabbi Gamliel is in the center, and to his right are the two wiser men, and to his left is the student. So what did he say? He said, Shalom Aleichem, wise men of Israel, and first to Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara says he did right, that Avraham Avinu did the same thing in the way Avraham Avinu greeted the angels when he saw the three angels who came to his house. So we see from this Midrash and other Midrashim that Chazal paid special attention to having proper etiquette, to being polite, and even in the way we greet a group of people, where one is the leader and the other ones are also people of importance, Chazal gave us, they dictated to us what are the norms, what are the ways in which we should behave. And we discussed last time when we learned the story of Rabbi Akiva that these things sometimes change. Chazal were discussing the social norms in their days. Some of the things remain the same and some of the things change with the times. We have to see what the norms of our times are. If the norm in our time is that you ring a bell, so you ring a bell. There are places where if you ring a bell, it's considered polite. And there are places where if you ring a bell, it's considered impolite. It's like you're too nervous. There are places where if you knock on the door, that's considered polite, because ringing the bell is like you're pressuring them. And there are places where if you knock on the door, they look at you and they say, what were you so pressured for? You knocked on the door. How do I know this? I visited these different places, and each time I tried to adapt myself to the place and found myself being looked upon like, what are you doing strangely? You know, where I grew up in the U.S., you knocked. You didn't ring the bell. Ringing the bell was like the delivery man, maybe, someone who really didn't care to be polite. I came to Israel, I started knocking, and people would ask me, what were you so pressured with? And I couldn't understand what they were talking about. And one time I asked, and they said, why'd you knock and not use the bell? So I realized that there are places here in Israel where there are different norms, the exact opposite of where I came from. One of the things a person has to do is learn the norms. Rav Pesen Zatzal used to tell us a story about a man who came to town, and he sees everyone wears their jackets inside out. So the first day, he's walking with his jacket regular, the way he came, and he sees people smiling and looking at him. And the second day, he's still wearing the jacket the same way the rest of the world does outside that town, and people are already frowning at him. And the third day, people are snarling at him. And the fourth day, he walks out of the house, and he's walking down the street, and suddenly there's a rock thrown his way. So he runs back home, and he looks into the mirror, and he says, you know, and I know, that I'm normal, but they're throwing rocks. And he takes off the jacket and turns it inside out. Well, in life, we have to know. We have to adapt to the place we're at. You can't just say, well, where I came from, this is the norm, and this is what makes sense. We have to see what the norm is where we are, and we have to adapt to that. Hillel said, "Al tera'e omed, al tera'e yoshev." A person shouldn't stand out when he's standing. He shouldn't stand out when he's sitting. If you're at a time where everyone stands up, you stand up too. If you're at a time where everyone sits down, you sit down too. The Talmud even says, let's say you come to a pagan town, and they're all celebrating some pagan holiday. So the Talmud says, you're going to walk in and you have nothing to celebrate about. You have nothing to be happy about. Quite the contrary, you're a little bit embarrassed that humanity has stooped to such lows. They're all celebrating some kind of pagan holiday. The Talmud says, nonetheless, put on a smile because you'll get your business done better that way. There are instances where we say you have to practice sycophancy. So you're not happy. You're not celebrating their pagan holiday. And nonetheless, you shouldn't stand out. So these things are delicate. We have to know when we do compromise, when we don't compromise. But more often than not, the rule of thumb is, so long as what they're doing is within decency, then we say, don't stand out. Yeah. I don't know. I have to look into it. I don't know. Because it's, there are many factors here. Meaning, the fact that a person davens there every Shabbos makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
And the fact that here in Israel, we have whole communities that are different. So, Sephardim know there are Ashkenazim, and Ashkenazim know there are Sephardim. And Sephardim wear their talis in Ashkenazi shuls, and Ashkenazim don't wear their talis in Sephardi shuls. Ashkenazim do not wear talis in Sephardi shuls. There's also a certain benefit to a person not wearing a talis, so that people know he's single and eligible for a shidduch. And that's an important benefit. So I don't know. So I'm not sure what the answer to that would be.